Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Point of view.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
So Joburg Mayor Dada Morero today just gave us an update on what would be happening in Lilian Ngoyi. He says by August, we should be seeing some real improvement on the road, and then there will be phase two. He is on the line with us this evening. Mayor, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to the listeners.
We're really excited because the last time I think we spoke about what is happening on that road, there was an issue with a tender and a contractor who had to be, brought on into the conversation about how he walks and you guys proceed with the project. Was the conversation resolved amicably?
Well, it was resolved between JRA, the lawyers, and the contractor and their lawyers. So eventually they came to a conclusion, and that conclusion led to a particular settlement.
Okay.
And subsequent to that, a new company was appointed, which has started work in November.
The concern, obviously, is that, how much did that settlement cost us? Was it something that we could afford?
Remember, they'd already done work to the value of just around 30 million or so, or just less than 30 million.
Mm-hmm.
And they then had to come to a settlement agreement.
Mm.
I may not have the actual figures now, but they came to a particular figure, which I think it should be just around between 7 and 13 million or so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure exactly of the figures. I don't have the report in front of me. But there was an amicable settlement because indeed there was work done.
Yes.
The only issue that had happened, they were not meeting the deadlines as we were requesting. So there was a number of delays on their side and not adhering to the schedules that they would have agreed to. So that was one of the reasons why the relationship the contract had to be terminated, but we had to acknowledge that indeed there was work done by that company.
May I ask a question? Because we don't want to find ourselves here with the new contractor. Some of the arguments that they put forward through the lawyers were that they were not paid timely by the city, which is what resulted in their own delays. Could this not have been resolved? Because, there was an acknowledgement by the city that, yes, there were delays in payment and so on. They acknowledged, yes, they themselves were not keeping to deadlines because the payments were delayed. In other words, it seemed like on both sides, the issues were legitimate. Could this not have been resolved? And how do we know we're not going to find ourselves here again with a new contractor?
Now, we'll ensure that this does not happen with a new contract.
Mm.
We'll ensure that payments are on time. If delayed, there should not be more than 14 days so that we allow the contractor to conclude. My commitment and instructions and my wish would have been to conclude in June, but engineers have therefore indicated that, in fact, the best possible date of delivery is August.
Yes.
So we will stick to that and ensure that it happens. Otherwise, we'd be wasting time of our residents. So there's a clear commitment from the entire mayoral committee that in June, Lilian Ngoyi will be closed once and for all in August. And the second work stream will then be concluded in 2026, which is something that is important for us because it brings about a concept of a complete street where we're actually changing the make and feel of the entire Lilian Ngoyi Road. So it will bring a different flavor to the entire road. So we are committed in delivering at least by August to make sure it happens. And in 2026, we'll then conclude the second work stream.
So were the issues around payment because they were not keeping to the schedule?
Well, the reports that we have received is that they were not delivering on the milestones as agreed. Over and above that, probably at times they would not have been paid on time. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that the report said they were not delivering on the the milestones that they would have agreed on.
Mm.
If there was late payment, I think then they would have had also a genuine concern that payment was late, which also affects the number of businesses when we don't pay them on time. And I think we need to improve in ensuring that we are able to pay. At times, of course, there could be some challenges with cash flow, but it's our responsibility as government to ensure that we pay them on time and they'll give the service that we require.
You know, speaking of cash flow, we've had conversations with MMC of the roads in the city, and there's all the constant complaint about budgets and no money to repair roads and so on. Today, he assured residents that there will be sort of a beefing up of JMPDs that will assist at traffic spotlights where we are struggling. I think Mandela, Winnie Mandela is one hotspot like that, and others. What was the agreement there that was that you guys with JRA came to, and how much are we going to scale that up?
Yeah, there's clarity. We did say to JRA that there are certain intersections which are economic nodes in their nature, whether it's Winnie Mandela and Fourways, Grangeton, Sandton. We're seeing those are important intersections. That traffic lights cannot be off. We have to do everything we can to keep those. And I think that's the message we communicated with JRA and the expectations that they will do so. Of course, they've indicated the issues around vandalism. We have then said, let's find possible best ways to deal with it, which will include also JMPD being able to be around those areas at particular times to ensure that they also help us to reduce vandalism, which is the biggest problem we are faced with. So we hope that JMPD, which they started today, to be in key strategic intersections, they will stay there for the longest of time so that we can see improvements. And once we see improvements, we are also discussing other possible ways of keeping our traffic lights on at all times. So we are looking at engagements with the private sector. We're thinking that by June, we should have completed the engagements and bring about a new program that will help to manage our traffic lights. And the private sector, through advertising agencies, they will then help us to keep security, to keep a whole lot of issues, to ensure that we can keep our traffic lights operational at least 24 hours a day.
There were calls for the province and national to step in, maybe with Treasury as well, to support your efforts. Obviously, when we go to the G20, for you to beef up your efforts in trying to deal with the problems on the roads and so on. Are you getting support? Is there feedback on that?
No, the president has already written a letter to the city. Making clear that we are part of G20, we are hosting the G20, and will form part of the national task teams and steering committees. And Johannesburg will be giving the necessary support, but it remains our responsibility to ensure that the road infrastructure, traffic lights, and all other critical service delivery issues are attended to. And we are focused on those things. I think the first thing we are doing in this week is to identify the routes that will form part of the G20, and we'll then focus on those, whilst we also do those that we normally do on a day-to-day basis. So we will focus on those. But there is support from both province and national government that will ensure that we're able to host a successful G20.
I appreciate your time, Mayor of Johannesburg, Dada Morero, there giving us an update on the developments in relation to Linengwe Street. He says by August, guys, by August, it should be done. And then after that, there'll be phase two where they will sort of deal with the precinct, so to speak. So that's obviously good news. We're looking forward to that. 086-000-0959. And very happy to take those voice notes on 063-6880-959.
you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.